Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanihira Tokoingoa. This is your Wātea News. Fears COVID-19 could have reached the remote Far North community led to a standoff at the gates of Karikari Peninsula Resort yesterday. Heititai Marangai, Marae Chair Carolyn Snowden says the hapū picketed the gates of Carrington Estate after failing to get clarity over a report it was visited by someone who had tested positive for COVID-19. She says repeated efforts to talk to the manager were unsuccessful.
What we said to them was, please pass on to your boss, William Tan, and just let him know that if he's not going to respond to our calls, then we will take action and we will park outside the front of the resort gates. All we wanted to do was talk to him and have a conversation around what he was doing for the safety of his staff and of the whole peninsula.
Carolyn Snowden says it took several hours of calling health authorities to get the information that the person who visited the resort was not the COVID case, but his brother, at which stage the picket was stood down. Auckland Black Power are making a vaccination event this weekend, one for the whole whānau. Manurua Marae Chair Tu Nui Arangi McLean says after vaccinating members 3 weeks ago, his team is heading back to the gang's East Auckland headquarters where chapter president Mark Pittman has something different planned.
He's going to round up not only the ones that receive the first jab, but others and their families, and make it a real family push for our community there at Panama Road.
Manurewa Marae will also be involved in Get Dotted, a series of mass events around Tāmaki Makaurau this weekend aimed at getting rangatahi vaccinated. The Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry is to hold a public hearing at Auckland's Orake Marae next March for Māori abuse survivors to share their experiences. The hearing was rescheduled from September because of COVID restrictions. Inquiry Commissioner and Ngāti Whātua Orake leader Julia Steenson says Māori have been and continue to be overrepresented in state and faith-based care. The Commission's interim findings show Māori in care have been abused more than all other groups, which has affected generations of Māori whānau in all aspects of their well-being, including cultural, social and economic aspects. Ms Steenson says despite the hearing delay, the Commission has continued to meet with Māori survivors, iwi and other Māori groups. The Pika Pika Tauroa, or long-tailed bat, has flown away with this year's Bird of the Year title. Laura McCohen from Forreston Birds says it attracted 7,031 votes compared with 4,072 for the runner-up, the kākāpō. She says it could use the attention.
A bat is definitely not a bird. It's a mammal, but New Zealand only has bats as our native land mammals, so kind of a cool opportunity for people to get to know them and learn about some of the threats they face and hopefully want to protect them.
Laura McCohen, and that is your Wātea News.